From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A former Humboldt County building inspector accused of taking bribes and stealing cash and other property from several residents will go on trial February 10th. Patrick McTighe was arraigned Tuesday. He's accused of convincing people to invest in an imaginary marijuana delivery business in Sacramento. He's also charged with soliciting bribes from would-be marijuana growers, promising to fast-track their permitting process in exchange for money. That's according to Lost Coast Outpost. He's pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. HSU, one of the 127 best colleges in the West, according to the Princeton Review. The Education Services Company lists HSU in the Best in the West section of its 2020 Best Colleges Region by Region feature. The website features a total of 656 colleges that the review recommends over five regions: Northeast, Southeast, Midwest, West, and International. The colleges that made the Best in the West list located in a dozen Western states. The Princeton Review officials say they chose HSU and other outstanding institutions mainly for their academics. HSU's Northern California Small Business Development Center will be moving its headquarters to a newly redesigned space on 3rd Street in Eureka. The 2,600-square-foot office space in the former 3rd Street Gallery location gives the center a larger, more efficient space to continue to grow. The SBD currently operates from the HSU campus, maintaining a service center at 520 East Street in Eureka. There are functional office spaces, conference rooms, a break room, and more. The lease for the space will continue until 2026. In honor of Smokey Bear's 75th birthday, the Six Rivers National Forest Headquarters office in Eureka and the Gaskee and Mad River Ranger stations invites all to be part of the celebration on Friday. From 10 a.m. to noon, the Eureka office will celebrate with a fire truck, birthday cake, and an appearance by Smokey Bear himself. The Gaskee Ranger station will celebrate with cupcakes all day. The Mad River Ranger station will have desserts and punch from noon to 1 p.m. Well, they went out when the tide was in and had to come back in when the tide went out. Monday evening, Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to Baker Beach, south of Trinidad, for the report of people stranded on an offshore rock. The subjects had walked to the rock during low tide and became stranded when the tide came in. The subjects declined help from the Sheriff's Office and the Coast Guard and eventually made it back to shore when the tide went back out. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.